January 6th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our podcast directories, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And you can also get our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. And you could also go to our website, thesportscast.net, for the latest and greatest. A sad week for the NFL community, NFL fans, as we've been looking at the news. Darwin Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest during the game against Cincinnati Bengals. And as of this morning, he is doing well. The tubes have been removed from his body. He's breathing. And he also asked, did we win the game? So good signs for Hamlin and the Bills. And today, join us, Jeff Favre. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. I appreciate it.
Yeah, a unusual, tough week, but uplifting today. Your thoughts on the situation with Hamlin and the Bills?
Well, I mean, it's just really good that he's okay. You know, it created a bit of a mess for the NFL, but, you know, I'll tell you, man, like, you know that the NFL is going to have injuries. It's a violent sport, but that was different. I mean, you know, like, I think most of us were watching that game. It was a big game. And what did it for me, man, when they showed guys turning and walking away crying, I hope we never see that again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope that's the last time we deal with, like, see that, or a player deals with that. You know, most injuries, even the bad ones, like, you know, like, yeah, it stinks. They're not going to be able to play football, but they'll be okay. With this one, it was like the first time I've seen an injury in an NFL game where it was like, this guy might, like, his life might be in danger. So, you know, obviously you're just really happy that he's okay.
Yeah, it was never seen before, as Jeff said. Alan West, a contributor to the Sportscast, said that this did happen 50 years ago. I don't remember specifically what team and what player, but this happened before for an ambulance and, you know, like the player stalling. I'm not sure if the game got canceled at the end, but all prayers for Hamlin for his continuing recovery. NFL decided to cancel the game completely. They've made the decision on Monday night to cancel it completely. There will be no points or anything, so it will be like that. A couple rules, Jeff, is going to happen. A couple things that will happen in the playoffs. The AFC game could be played on a neutral site if the participating teams played on unequal number of games, and both could have been the number one seed and hosted the game had all AFC clubs played a full 17-game regular season. Those circumstances, Jeff, involve Buffalo or Cincinnati qualifying for the game as a road team and are listed below. So the scenarios are Buffalo and Kansas City both win or both tie. A Buffalo versus Kansas City championship game will be at a neutral site. Your thoughts on that? I heard Detroit might be a possibility, but it could also be a outdoor stadium. Neutral site, what are your thoughts?
Well, look, no matter what they did, if you don't play the game, nothing that you do is going to be completely fair to everyone. That's the reality of it. So I think that the team that really lost out was the Bengals, because it's kind of funny. I see a lot of people talking like it was a foregone conclusion that the Bills were going to beat the Bengals. And obviously it was too early in the game. You know, look, the Bengals looked really good at the beginning of that game. But I also understand it's the NFL. You know, you can't make final judgments on a 7-3 first quarter. But, you know, okay, so from the Chiefs' perspective, if they win, they still get the bye. I think the bye is more important than home field advantage. Home field advantage is great, but if you had to pick one or the other, I think the rest that you get from the bye is more important. And I also think that just not playing that extra game, like, look, we see it every year. A team that plays in the first round of the playoffs loses an incredibly important player. It's almost inevitable. If you play wild card weekend, like, teams lose players just because the playoff games are so physical and football is already a violent sport. So the bye week is more important than where the games are played. With all that said, I don't know. I'm torn on it. I get why they couldn't keep playing the game. That clearly makes sense. But it just feels to me that the team that could really get hurt the most by this is definitely the Bengals. And, you know, because had they won that game, they still would have had an outside shot at being the one seed. Now, I don't think it would have. I don't think it actually would have happened, but they could have. So, I don't know. I think it's definitely a better scenario for the Bills and the Chiefs than what it is for the Bengals.
And there's more scenarios to that. Scenario two, if the Bills and the Chiefs both lose this weekend and Baltimore wins or ties, a Buffalo versus Chiefs championship game would be also at a neutral site. Scenario three, Buffalo and Kansas City both lose and Cincinnati wins, a Buffalo or Cincinnati versus Chiefs championship game would be at a neutral site. So there's three scenarios that could happen. Never been seen before in the NFL, as far as I know. Football's been around for a long time. So that is the scenario there. Let's look at the playoff picture, Jeff. As you mentioned before, Chiefs, if they win this weekend, they get the number one seed. They get the bye week, a rest, which is something that Jeff is in favor of. And the Raiders will have Jared Stidham instead of Derek Carr. Your thoughts on that move?
From a long-term standpoint, the Raiders had to do it. I mean, look, if you know that you're not going to move forward with Carr after this year, why risk him getting hurt and not being able to trade him? So it makes sense for the Raiders. The Raiders weren't really – I mean, yes, I know technically they had a really outside shot at the playoffs, but, I mean, let's just be real here. The Raiders weren't competing for anything. So you make the move so that you can at least get something out of Carr in the offseason. Now, Stidham, I mean, I don't know. He looked really good against the 49ers, but a lot of times when a new quarterback takes over, you see that because there's no tape on them and they look good. But I'll tell you, man, like the Raiders in that first game against the Chiefs in Kansas City, the Raiders were up 17-0. And if two Raiders receivers don't run into each other on the last play of the game, they might have won that game. So it's not a foregone conclusion that the Chiefs – I mean, I do think the Chiefs inevitably – I think they'll find a way to win. But it's not going to be like some kind of mud stomping, or it's not going to be a blowout. It's going to be a tight game. So it's not a foregone conclusion that the Chiefs end up with the one seed.
Exactly. Very winnable game for the Chiefs in Vegas. The Bills can ensure themselves home field advantage by beating the New England Patriots if the Chiefs also lose. So that's another scenario there. Another scenario, the Bengals can also force a neutral AFC championship game, as we discussed, against Kansas City if they win Sunday and the Chiefs and the Bills both lose. However, if Cincinnati loses to Baltimore, meaning a Ravens season sweep, and the Chargers win, the site of a Bengals-Ravens wildcard game at Baltimore or at Cincinnati would be determined by a coin flip. Never seen that before. So it should be interesting. Okay, another playoff picture. If Chargers beat the Broncos, it invites the possibility of a Bengals Ravens wild card game inside the turn by a coin flip. Okay. So little incentives with the Chargers. Then the Ravens can no longer win the AFC North due to the cancellation of the Bills Bengals game. So this also affected the Ravens too, Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, what a mess. I mean, just imagine you're a player and you've played your guts out all season and you have a chance to host the playoff game. And now it's going to be determined by a coin flip. I think that's the most absurd part of all of this. I mean, I guess the Ravens might be undefeated if a football game was only three quarters, so maybe they only have themselves to blame. But I don't know. I don't really love that part of it, but I guess I also don't have a solution to fix it. So
yeah, you don't. And the thing is, Jeff, there was a Pro Bowl week between the championship games and the Super Bowl. I don't know if it was going to be a pain to move everything up, but you know, a lot of venues being booked.
And my thing there too is, like, everybody talked about pushing the week back, the season back a week, but you know, I'm sure, like, for us, that sounds easy, but I'm sure logistically it was not.
Almost impossible. The last time I saw this type of moves was back in during the season of September 11th, back in 2001, where I think they didn't play for a week. And back then, the NFL commissioner, back then the Super Bowl was in New Orleans, and there was an event after the week after the Super Bowl, but they had to move everything back, and NFL was trying to maneuver logistically with his other motocross event. I remember this actually. And they made it happen, but you know, they probably wanted to avoid that mess and try to move everything around. Who knows? This year is in Arizona, so there might be an event after the Super Bowl. So anyways, another one, Patriots will now advance to postseason. They still have a chance if they beat the Bills in Buffalo. And they need to have the Dolphins lose against the Jets, who Joe Flacco is starting. Steelers need to lose, and the Jaguars need to win or tie. So Patriots have a lot of different variables for that to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, they have to beat the Bills. And I look, for ages, the Patriots just owned the Bills. And it feels as though that's flipped around. Now the Bills are, like, taking out years of frustration every time they play. Now there is the dynamic of what they just went through this week, but I just don't see the Bills losing that game.
I don't either. Bills definitely playing with a big heart with the situation. But anyways, let's run this through a little bit quick before we get into predictions. Dolphins can make the playoffs if they beat the Jets and Patriots losing against the Bills. Steelers can need to beat Cleveland Browns, and Pats and Dolphins both lose, then Pittsburgh will qualify for the AFC final wild card. Wow, big possibility there. Titans and Jaguars will determine the AFC South, so that's a one and done game. Let's look at the NFC. Eagles can clinch home field advantage by beating the Giants, who at 6 seed, they're gonna rest all their players. I heard Jalen Hurts is trending towards starting, so that would be good for them. The Niners, surprisingly having a great season, will need a win Sunday, coupled with the Eagles' loss, to overtake the Eagles to get that number one seed. Possibility there. The Vikings, best way they can do is getting back to number two by beating Chicago, coupled with the Niners' defeat. Cowboys can win the NFC East if they beat the Eagles. So that is an NFC East championship game, I believe. Pretty much. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the Eagles would have to lose to the Giants for the Cowboys to get the division,
right?
But with the Giants resting everybody, I can't imagine that happening.
Hey, good job for the Giants. Wow. Even though they went to the playoffs in 2016, it's not too far away. All right. Seahawks, they can advance Geno Smith with a win. And if they lose against the Packers, they play against the Rams. Lions are out of the playoff field, and Green Bay Packers are also out of the playoff field. So there you have it. Anything else, Jeff, before we go game by game now?
No, I think we're ready to roll.
That's right. All right, Kansas City at Vegas. I think you got Kansas City winning there, huh?
By a field goal. It's going to come down to the end. I think the Chiefs win by a field goal.
All their starters will be playing?
Well, yeah. I mean, they have to win to get the one seed. So, and they play Saturday, so they won't know what happened in the Bills game yet. So they've got to play them.
Titans at Jacksonville for the AFC South title. Who do you got there?
Jags. Definitely yeah. The Jags. They've just been playing a lot better than the Titans.
Yeah, Titans don't have Tannehill, and they're not starting Willis. So Jacksonville, and also it's hard to win in Jacksonville, right?
Well, I mean, maybe.
Sunday.
I guess.
Have the Chiefs beaten Jacksonville in Jacksonville?
The last one I remember is 2013. I don't know if they've been there since then or not.
Interesting. All right. Sunday, the meat of the sandwich, Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Who do you got there?
I think Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh will win just because they know they still have a chance at the playoffs.
Baltimore at the Bengals.
Yeah, I think I like the Bengals there.
Vikings at the Bears.
Oh, yeah, I get, man, that's a tough one. I don't think the Bears are very good, but the Vikings aren't playing well. I'll go Vikings.
Vikings. Patriots at the Bills. You mentioned the Bills earlier.
Yeah, Bills are going to win that game.
Jets at Miami. We know Joe Flacco is starting. Skylar Thompson is starting for Miami. Tough game for Miami. My Dolphins, they had a whirlwind. Kevin Tyree on the show last night called it a twilight season. Who do you got for this match?
Man, it's tough being down to your third string quarterback, but I guess technically both teams are. I guess I lean towards Miami because they at least have something to play for.
Exactly. We'll see what happens. Tua still out, and also Bridgewater. Tampa Bay won the NFC South. They're going to Atlanta. They don't need to do anything. They can rest Tom Brady and everyone, and they'll be fine. Who do you got up for that matchup?
Yeah, I'd probably take the Falcons just because I would assume the Bucks rust. The Bucks rest everybody.
I think it's just them, the Giants, that can rest their starters this weekend, it feels like.
Yeah, it's crazy, but funny how that works out. I mean, they essentially get a bye week going into the playoffs. It works out nice for them.
Easy money. Panthers at the Saints. Ugh, meaningless game.
That's just going to be something nobody wants to watch. That's two teams with nothing to play for. I mean, I guess the Saints, because if they're in New Orleans.
Another one, Texans at the Colts.
Wait, who is I couldn't hear.
Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts. I know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll go with the Colts in that one.
Jeff Texas Saturday's Colts. A little. He won't be back, don't you think?
I doubt it. And the Texans don't want to mess up the draft.
It's all about the draft. All right, Cardinals at San Francisco. Niners does have something to play here. If they win, they could have that shot for that number one seed.
So if the Eagles game is over, I think it is, right? The Eagles play first, then the Niners are the later
Correct.
Game.
Yeah.
So it'll depend. If the Eagles somehow lose, which I don't see how they would, if they do, then the Niners will play their starters and win. If the Eagles beat the Giants, then I would think that the Niners rest their starters and the Cardinals will win.
Brock Purdy, future?
Too early to tell. I don't know.
I agree. It's only been a couple of games. I need to see more game out of him. Dallas Cowboys at the Washington Commanders.
I would say Dallas with that one.
Carson Wentz, will he be starting?
No, I don't think he is. I think they said, my gosh, I forget who they even said it. They keep changing it. The rookie, right? Or the Heineke. Young guy, Sam Howell.
Oh, yes, right. Sam Howell started. Yeah. That's right. Let's see what he got.
I think the Cowboys will win.
The Rams are out. They're visiting Seattle to play against the Seahawks. Seattle has some incentive, might have a chance. Rams at Seattle. Who do you got, Jeff?
Yeah, assuming that Seattle still has something to play for at game time, I like the Seahawks.
Seahawks it is. Giants at the Eagles. Giants can rest their starters. Eagles is a win, and they're number one in the NFC.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be the Eagles.
Chargers at Denver. Chargers could move up a seed if they win and something else happens. Who do you got? I think we lost Jeff. Jeff? Well, we are predicting the NFL Week 18 of the 22-23 season. And we had a lot of changes. There's both Bengals and Bills lost a game. No, not lost a game, but the game will not be played, so they'll have less total games compared to the other team. So Jeff is out of commission. He's on the road. The last two games he did not predict, and I'll predict them for him. Chargers at the Broncos. The Chargers do have an incentive to play, and let me read it out to you what it is. If they beat the Broncos, it invites the possibility of a Bengals-Ravens wildcard game and site determined by a coin flip. Though the Bolts, the Chargers, have little incentive to play their key players in Week 18, so they might not be playing. It could be a Denver one. But I'm going to pick the Chargers. And Sunday Night Football, Lions at the Packers. Both are out. I believe the Lions do have a shot. No, they're out of the playoff field. They need a win at Green Bay and a Seahawk defeat to reach postseason for the first time in 6 years. They have the longest odds of the NFC teams vying for the final conference berth and may also be club whoever finishes second would least want to host. So, and the Packers are out of the playoff field. They've gotten plenty of outside assistance past few weeks, but biggest aid has come internally courtesy of their 4-game winning streak. If they beat Detroit, Pack will be in the playoffs for the fourth time in 4 years under coach Matt LaFleur, because their record in NFC games would be 7-5, better than the Seahawks, whom Green Bay didn't play in 2022. So yeah, Packers, if they win, they're in. I will pick Green Bay. They're playing in Lambeau Field. So Green Bay, I believe, will beat Detroit. Well, there you have it. Week 18 predictions and also the playoff picture. And a unique playoff picture because the Bengals and Bills game was canceled. They will not be counted. It will be each team will have 16 games each compared to the total games, which was supposed to be 17. So that is your playoff picture. Last weekend of the regular season. Looking forward to it. The poll question of the day is, what is your favorite type of bean? Because it is National Bean Day, the options are black beans, black eyed peas, lima beans, and chickpeas. I will pick chickpeas, of course. I think they're very delicious. And the poll question on our Twitter, the Sportscast One, leading is black eyed peas, I believe, 100%. And baked beans, Dijon at Lee Davies 86, pick baked beans. So that's another option in itself. Well, there you have it. Week 18 preview and also playoff picture scenarios. You can reach us at thesportscast.net. Or the Sportscast One on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, you can always subscribe, follow us, and all that jazz. We'll be back next week for the update, the recap, week 18 with Joe Toscano, Joey Bag of Donuts. and looking forward to what's going to happen this weekend, because it feels like the playoffs begin this weekend, but not officially. Anyways, this is your host, Santiago Leon, with the Sportscast, and this was your